متاعين متاعين وكنتيني متاعك متاعين تارك ألف ليشنا جيمو ليشنا دال ليشنا جيمو المايس نسل مشتيا سهيلة water that got either spoiled or something got mixed into it and it's not drinkable by an animal, that water is not kosher for nitzilas yadayim bekelim psulim. If you're being noitel nitzilas yadayim from a kli, then you cannot fill up your kli with this type of water, which is full of bitters or salty or whatever it is matter, and it will not be able, an animal will not be able to drink it. You cannot do this for nitzilas yadayim. But if the water is in the ground and it's a mikveh, it is kosher. For nefilas yadayim, you could either wash your hands from a kli, or you could dip them in a mikveh. A mikveh, even though the water in the mikveh is not drinkable by an animal, is kosher for being a mikveh and surely for nefilas yadayim. Nafal atoichon d'yoy kumet kankantam v'neshtar marein. If different types of dyes fell into them and the change of the water became the water changes color, it's also potel for nitzilas yadayim. It's not considered water. Water has to be in its natural state, just like the water of the kiyah in the Beit HaMikdash when the Kohen washed their hands, has to be in its natural state, so for nitzilas yadayim. Also then malachas, somebody used this water to do something with this water, he did a malach with him, or wash things off with them, or shashar and pito, even if he just washed off his bread with this water of sulam, because used water is treated as waste matter and not as water, and therefore cannot be used when people die. Shina tibne ayma afilin is gamlishes then the zev and offal the shenik shaven. Do you mean to say that even if you didn't have intent to rinse off something with this water and the water fell on something else and rinsed them off, would it be kosher? That is he seems to feel that you have to do an actual malacha with the water, and it's not just enough that something got washed off with it, or got soaked in. Yeah,